Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my disgusting husband, Christopher Ramsey, who's just done a massive sneeze and whilst doing so, put his fingers to his head like he was making a phone call and went, it's for you.
Well, I think, personally, I think that's genius and comedy gold and, you know, just the kind of thing you need to cheer yourself up at this time.
It did. I hate myself for laughing, if I'm
you
honest.
You laughed for quite a while, which I was very surprised at. Stop telling people I'm sneezing or they'll come round and lock us up. They'll think I've got it.
You haven't? I don't think sneezing is a symptom.
Well, I'm very ill-informed on most things, so I'm not surprised.
You haven't watched the news for about a fortnight.
Can't watch it. Something big happens, let us know. Someone will tell us. Someone will ring us and go, do you know it's over? Or do you know it's got worse? I don't need all the bits in between.
Don't tell them that it's over because I'm getting loads of stuff done. My friends and me are having a lovely time without them. Yeah.
Imagine that. Yeah, it'd be like the
Truman
Show.
The plan. That is the plan. This is all going to finish, and I'm not going to tell you.
Cool.
You know why? Because you're pathetic and you can't watch the news.
I'm going to
know. And I kind of understood last week, but I don't understand now because I want to watch it. And every time I do, you go.
No. You want to drag me into the news with you, and I want to flit off in my own little world. Listen, right. At the moment, while all this is happening, we're all dealing with it in our own ways, right? I'm dealing with it with the four Bs. Quadruple Bs.
What's the four Bs?
Yeah. Got me bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got me beard.
Oh, God. Yep. Yeah.
Got me Lego, which is build. B.
Right, yep.
And got me bros.
Who's your bros?
Mario and Luigi on the Nintendo Switch.
Brilliant. And do you want another B?
Quadruple Bs. What?
Breakdown.
Well, five Bs, yeah. But I'm holding off the fifth.
What about the MLC? What about the MLC?
MLC?
Midlife crisis.
that'll probably come in straight after this. Guys, it is episode 61. Thank you so much for listening. We love you all so much. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe. And before we continue, obviously before this all happened, you probably heard one of Rosie's fake news, fake sponsors, bullshit. Here's a real one. This week's sponsor is The Past. Hey.
Oh, The Past.
Hey, remember The Past?
Oh, I love The Past.
Or did you though? Because it could have been good or it could have been bad. The Past.
I think anything is better than right now.
Hey, it's happened. That's the slogan.
Oh.
For The Past. Remember that? Remember that good thing? It's happened. Remember that bad thing? The Past. Hey, it's happened.
Stop.
You're welcome.
Oh, my word.
You're all welcome.
Honestly, if you ever slag off the beefs ever again when I've had to listen to this week in, week out.
This has been 61 straight
weeks.
It's happened.
Really?
Hey, look, don't slag the slogan off. I don't write the slogans. The sponsor writes the slogans.
There is no one is sponsoring you to write this shit.
Hey.
Right.
Hey, can you stop this?
No.
Stop getting annoyed at the sponsor I've just done because, hey, it's happened.
Oh,
in the past.
Shut up!
It pays for itself.
Here's the jingle. Pays for nothing. Literally nothing. No money at all.
Hey.
Here's the jingle. Hey yourself.
Did you enjoy that intro? It happened.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle. Gone.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello, and hello!
That was so excited.
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode. Hope you're all right. It's still utter shite out there. You're probably on your 1 hour walk. Don't be too long or you'll get wrong.
Is it 1 hour?
It's an hour. One hour.
Is it 1 hour? I don't know how
it's. No,
talk.
It's half an hour.
Is it?
No, it's 1 hour.
Is it one hour? I think it's just one form of exercise a day. I don't think it's timed. Oh. Like I said, if I didn't have any work to do, I'd put my jogging gear on. I'd go out at 9 a.m, I'd come back at 9 p.m.
Where would you go?
Bloody Forrest Gump. I'd be all over the place. There'd be police officers in multiple, what are the jurisdictions?
States.
Counties. Well, like the South Tyneside police would be like, oh, I saw him this morning. And then like the next one's over, would be like, oh, I saw him as well.
Durham.
And then the next, honestly, I'd be down Middlesbrough. Went along the just river.
Just having a little run.
Going look at that transporter bridge. Although he they did shift it.
The
they
myth.
Did shift it to Nevada, didn't they?
I don't know what you're talking about. Honestly, it's been a long time since I saw Alfie the Zimpet.
It's
been a long time since I saw that.
Oh, well, hey, it's on the telly.
Is it?
You want to watch it? You got any time?
I've got plenty of time.
Ah, okay.
But wait, right, can we just clarify this dead quickly?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people getting through a lot of box sets.
Hate them.
We've got a child,
yep.
So we are can't not enjoying anything. The box set life.
Nope, not happening.
And then we're doing this.
Yes.
So, yeah. So we're not loving that life, to be honest, are we?
I do keep seeing certain people. I don't think I've ever mentioned this early in the podcast, but Carl Hutchinson.
Oh, my word.
Who used to be a maths teacher.
Yeah, he did.
Is online, on Instagram, canvassing for people who need help with maths homework.
Yeah.
I've known out like it. I'd love to have that kind of time on my hands.
Just got a lot of time going on.
Hey, Peter Without Kids, we hope you're enjoying yourselves, man. It must be fucking quality. Well done.
But
well
as well,
done.
At the same time as well, Robin has been an absolute little joy recently.
To be fair, he has. He's been really amazing.
And we slag him off quite a lot, but listen, what's it called?
Credit where credit's due.
On something you'll never hear.
He's
been an absolute gem. Robin, you'll never hear this, but we love you so much.
Yeah, he's been
amazing.
And
thank you, because he's made me smile. He has.
Yeah.
When I've felt really down, not wanting to get out of bed,
yeah.
You know, he's made us have a little laugh, and I'm very grateful for that. But like we said, you'll never hear this, so...
Hard lines. Hard lines, dickhead. We've been, me and him have been playing on Mario and Luigi and stuff on the Nintendo Switch. It's been awesome. Sits on my knee.
It's been amazing. I get like an hour and a half to myself.
So good.
It's unreal.
Yeah, so good. So we hope you're all right is what we're trying to say. However you're coping, if you've got kids, if you haven't got kids, if you're on your own, whatever you're up to, we'll hope you're hanging in there. Hopefully it'll be over soon.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Is it worth asking what you've been up to?
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
Other than, I bought some new pillows.
You did buy some new pillows.
Well, cushions. Not
cushions.
Pillows. Our pillows go on your bed, cushions go on your settees.
Right, okay.
So I bought cushions.
Yes.
They're cushions. Very nice.
Well, you bought cushions, but the cushions weren't in stock, but the covers were in stock, so all the covers came. So yesterday you stood and opened all of our current cushions and put them
swapped
in the new
cushions.
Swapped
them cushion. Over,
yeah. Yeah, it was awful to watch.
But it was very sad. On the night time, the new cushions, they smell a bit like a pond. So I've had to Febreze them all. Do you remember
what
last
was
night?
Sad was we were sitting trying to watch the telly, and every 5 minutes I could just hear... And I think, you know, that thing.
Well, I thought it was your feet at first. And lovely. I was like, great, gone from popcorn. I could stand popcorn, but now it's a pond. And I thought, lovely, stagnant water coming from my husband's feet.
When you're really trying to sniff something, you do that thing where you breathe in between. So if someone's trying, have you ever noticed this? If someone's trying to have a sniff, they go like. But if someone's really like actively like fuming inside, going, what is that? They go. Like
no,
a fucking dog.
Not
you do
too.
You pant, you pant, you go. It's like if a, it's like honestly, it's like a song. It's like a song in a Disney film. Go, and
the day is dawning. I can smell the new day.
It was horrible, honestly. And I was sitting trying to watch a telly, and you're doing that, and I'm thinking, what you're doing? And then you're lifting the thing up, and you're sniffing my feet, and you're sniffing all the different parts of this. Like honestly, like watching the telly with a fucking beagle.
I've got a really, really strong sense of smell.
And then you turn to your cushion, your brand new cushion you'd got, and you went, oh, my cushion smells like pond.
It does
and then
smell
every
like
day,
pond.
And then every few minutes you turned and sniffed it again. God, it was horrible.
I'm a bit like that. I've got a question about that, actually, coming up.
Okay.
So let's not ruin this.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about it later.
Oh, hey, what a cliffhanger that is. Hey, do you like that sniffing bullshit we've just been saying? Stay tuned.
Coming up in the questions section, we're going to talk about sniffing again.
Fuck me.
How is this podcast?
How is this a thing?
Doing okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
What you done there?
Oh, I don't know.
Can't pull me no.
Broke something. Babadoo, 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 ba. Extremely unprofessional, but Chris and I are currently just sharing a Snickers ice cream because, I know why. I've been for a run. And
I'm a bike guy.
And you're a bike guy now. Most people, when they're exercising, they're like, oh, endorphins, just feel great, just want to eat healthy. When I run or exercise, I'm knackered for the rest of the day and I'm clamming.
Yeah.
For like just stuff. So
see, when I'm out on my bike, I've got the Apple Watch thing and I flick it up.
You are just full of the brands, aren't you? Oh,
honestly, man, I'm just a bike guy. I've got the watch and it tells you how far you go. And I'm the same. I don't get the endorphins. I don't get, I feel amazing after that. I'm just on the bike and I'm looking. And with every kind of extra mile or so, I'm like, I'll probably have another beer.
Like, yeah.
All I'm doing is like buying disgusting food and calorific drinks and alcohol for the future.
Yeah.
That's all I'm doing.
Counteracting it.
Yeah.
Basically. Oh, yeah. I had me run this morning. I was thinking, oh, yeah. Tonight, I'm going to have myself.
Such a Snickers ice cream.
A large red wine.
Oh, dip the Snickers in it.
It's my new song. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh.
It's Barry here, your Harry pet.
Hello, mate. My Barry, and I'm currently seeing you more than I see members of my own family because of this lockdown.
Oh, mate, I know. It's nice to see. Well, I'm ringing in. I can't see you.
Oh, sorry, on the phone. Sorry, it didn't ring.
Oh, it's on silent, I think it was. Oh, the Bluetooth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, anyway, mate, listen. I've been, I read in the paper.
Oh, I am.
You're a bike guy now.
I am.
Aye, mate. I am, just ringing. I'm also a bike guy.
Right.
Yeah, me and my ma got one of them tandems. Often out around.
You and your mum on a bike together.
Aye, just here and there and everywhere, you know what I mean?
Got you.
I was wondering if you fancied next year, it's been cancelled this year because of the corona.
Right.
Wondered if you fancied doing the Le Tour de France with us? On the tandem, me and you. We'd have a lovely time. Rosie can come as well.
No, she can
stay with Dick and Angel.
No.
Good friends of mine.
What, the shadow people?
The shadow people. Aye. Strawbridges.
So you're
very friends good, very with... close friends of mine. To be honest, I think he's my cousin, but it would go back a very long way.
Okay. Right? Yeah, I'm all right. No, I'm all right. Thanks. I don't do tandems. Like, I don't think.
You're not up for it. It's a bit far for you.
I wouldn't be able to keep up with you.
Right, it's fine, mate. I thought that. I did. Because looking at you, not really. I haven't got the legs for it. Yeah. Know what I mean? Anyway, I'm going to have to go.
Right.
But I'll see you later, mate.
Okay. Oh.
See you later, mate. Stop on my bike.
Oh, that's the bike. Right.
All right,
so so the phone didn't ring because that was ready.
Ready? Bye now.
Yeah, fucking hell, man. Jesus Christ.
You should do that to her to France, you
Shut
know.
Up, man, will you?
You might enjoy it. A lot of them come off, though. I'd be worried about you.
I've got the wrong kind of bike. I've got a mountain bike that goes...
Great.
Do you know how many times on my bike I get overtaken by old men on racing bikes?
Oh, I can imagine.
Daily. Daily basis. I'm going to start kicking them off soon. If I was allowed within 2 meters,
you say daily basis, but I think you've only been on altogether about 6 bike rides. So
6 days.
It's not even a week.
Well, I was talking about it last week, so I definitely have.
You've been doing them intermittently.
Oh, okay then. Yeah. But when I'm not on my bike, I'm thinking about being on my bike.
Great. Why don't you just marry your bike?
I'm going
to. Divorce me first so that I get half the house.
No. I'll have as many wives as I want, thank you. Bikes and the such.
Lovely. What's your beef?
Do you want me to go first?
You might as well.
Okay. You know what? I have got beefs coming out of me arse.
Have you now?
Oh, I tell you what.
Let's probably go to the doctors about that.
Let's just say.
Or just ring 111. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, I'm not going to the doctors. No, it's social distancing. Let's just say we have actually been getting on quite well because I think we've both been giving each other more sort of leeway.
Yeah.
In the kind of, if we snap at each other or anything like that, it's like, oh, look, it's hard times. Yeah. You know, everyone's stressed.
I still want to go to prison.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Oh, that's very dark. I have lots of beefs. Do you have lots of beefs?
I've got a good few. Right. Yeah.
Because I feel like I might need mine to react to your beef, so I might need you to go first. But do you want me to go first specifically?
I don't know. It's up to you.
You go first.
How many are you going to do? Like, I was only going to do one.
Yeah, but I've got a funny feeling that one of mine is on your... I think one of mine is going to react to one of yours.
Okay. Right. Do you want tame or do you want...
Go for it. Go absolutely.
No, normal. Well, they're all pretty tame, really.
Okay. Okay.
I'm a little bit upset
yeah.
that you have got a tan.
Yes.
You've got a lovely tan.
I have got a tan.
At the minute, and it's... You're actually looking lovely at the minute all round.
Guys, can we just take a moment? Do you feel how much that hurt? Just skip back on your app, right? And listen to how much that hurt Rosie as it came out of her mouth, that compliment. Literally, that was like you were spitting nails out of your mouth.
Well, I'm just a bit annoyed because you look lovely at the minute. You've got a tan, you look really alive, and you've lost half a stone.
Yeah.
Your beard is growing on you. Literally, it's like it looks a lot better than it did.
Got you.
People keep messaging us on Instagram all the time going, Chris is looking amazing, heart emojis. And I'm like, oh, you back off, love.
That's the first I've heard of this. This
well,
is
I'm
great.
Not telling you.
Oh.
But then...
Thanks, everyone.
But then I look at me and I'm dropping to bits. I am falling apart, Chris.
Yeah.
My roots are horrific.
Right.
My tan, when I do put it on, just falls off because my skin's so dry.
Is that a thing?
I think so.
It falls off?
Well...
Bits of tan everywhere.
It just doesn't go on properly at the minute.
Is that why the inside of the hoover's brown?
Probably. It's just my skin. My eyebrows are disgusting. I'm so spotty.
Right.
And I've put on weight.
Oh.
So I'm just sad about it, and you look lovely.
I know. Well,
I'm raging.
Well, do you know what the difference is?
Mm.
I don't watch the fucking news.
Oh, maybe.
Boom.
All right then, okay.
I'm telling you. And my job is trains and planes and cars and motorway service stations, and that's where I live.
Mm.
And I eat crap all the time. I'm currently in the house eating your, may I say, slightly above average cooking.
Thank you for that lovely compliment.
I'm joking. Also, you're an amazing cook. Eating your amazing food.
You made your own fish finger wrap the night.
That's right, actually. You've picked the worst one that you ever made, yeah. No, you make some amazing stuff. You did that battered haddock thing the other day in like the tempura. But you're an amazing, amazing cook.
Thank
I'm eating
you.
Incredible stuff. I'm not sitting on trains. I'm actually going out on my bike and getting exercise. I'm getting a bit sun in the garden because I've got time to be home. Again, this isn't how I planned it, but fucking hell, I'm trying to make the most of it. And you know what? I do enjoy myself when I don't watch the news and I don't constantly remind myself of it.
All right, Captain America.
That doesn't even make sense.
It does. He's Captain America is really irritatingly like positive all the time, and I cannot bear him. He's my least favorite out of all of the Avengers.
Whoa.
He is.
Whoa.
What?
Captain America's your least favorite.
He's a goody two shoes.
So you like Hawkeye better than you like Captain America?
Yeah.
Right. Where's the stop button?
I'll rank them.
Go for it.
Iron Man.
Fair enough.
Thor.
Okay. Bit strange, but okay.
Hulk.
Wow.
What's the woman called?
Wow.
What's her name
Black
again?
Widow.
Black Widow. She's right. Third, actually. She's above Hulk.
Right.
I like her better than Hulk.
Okay.
And then I love Ant-Man.
Right.
Then Captain America.
Wow. Hawkeye wasn't in there.
Hawkeye's above Captain America. Forgot about him. Basically.
What about Falcon?
Falcon, he comes a bit later, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man? He's all right. Oh, I love Spider-Man.
Right.
Spider-Man's probably first.
Wow.
Yeah. Seriously.
Wow.
Don't get me wrong, I do like, it's not that I don't like him, Chris. I like them all a lot. Do you know what I mean? I actually love them, to be honest with you. But Captain America, goody two-shoes. He's a proper goody two-shoes.
What an amazing bun, though.
He has got a lovely bun.
America's ass. It's America's ass.
Wow. Is that in the film?
Yeah, America's ass, yeah. Good. That's America's ass. My beef was going to be something else, but my beef is now that you don't like Captain America. I'm raging about that. Captain America's amazing.
I never said I didn't like him.
He was little. He was a little guy. He was scrawny. He got some fucking something in him. Gamma. It's all gamma and fucking nanotechnology in it. He got some gamma in him. Got full of gamma for the lads.
Off his tits on gamma.
Off his nut on gamma. And now he's massive. And he's got a massive.
Olden day cat.
He's got a frisbee. He's got a massive frisbee. What's not to like about him?
Chris, come
on. Hey! In one of them, he's got a beard. In Infinity War, he's got a beard. Bloody lovely beard as well.
Yes. He's absolutely drop-dead gorgeous. I would leave you for him in a heartbeat.
Right, we've gone too far the other way here.
All I'm trying to say is, he's not my favourite because I don't know, he's a bit too good.
Right, okay.
I like a bit more of a Tony Stark.
What you're saying is I'm perfect. I'm too perfect. No, that's what you're saying. We'll stop you there. We'll cut you off there. You are saying I'm too perfect and I'm just like Captain America.
Do you know what it is, Captain America? Do you know what he is? He's naive. That's what I don't like about him. Right. He's naive and he sees the good in people too much. When people are twats, and you've got to realise that. And he doesn't realise that, and it takes him a little bit longer.
Got you.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about it.
Well, that was a journey. Right. My beef with you this week is, if I have to hear you ask me where your fucking AirPods are one more time.
Ooh.
I am going to burn this house down with your AirPods in them.
Oh, right. Great.
I'm absolutely sick of it.
Hmm.
I've known nothing like it.
It's a very small box.
And sometimes I'll find the box for you, I'll open it, and they're not fucking in it.
I know.
What's wrong with you?
Because they're portable. I just lose them all the time.
You lose everything all the time. We've talked about this before. You ask me where something is before you've looked for it.
That's bullshit. You do that as well. So you
look off
even
into the air like a gonk.
Yeah, do you know why?
Zoned out. Curse. Where's me AirPods? Have you moved? No, I just like moved me eye and they weren't in front of me eye. So I'm assuming they're lost.
No, I've got like three places that they could be, and if they're not there, then I don't want to look anywhere else.
You check one of those places, then you ask me.
I check the three of them.
No way.
I check the three
bollocks
of them.
Bollocks. It's ridiculous. Robin's exactly the same with Lego. We're playing with Lego the other day. Building, one of the bees. We're playing with Lego the other day, and I think it was yesterday or something. He went, where's the man with the shiny helmet? And I looked at him, and I looked at his foot, and I went, he's next to your foot. He went, thanks, Dad. I was like, you're exactly like your mom.
Well.
Like, I'm like, oh.
It's all mine.
Honestly.
But you know where stuff is.
I know, but
you've
it's not what
actually,
I want to do.
On this podcast, proclaimed that you are, Daddy knows where it is.
No.
Daddy will find it.
It's come all right. Bite, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So I ask you because you are the oracle and you know where stuff is.
Okay. So all right. It's kind of weird, this, because the backhanded compliments and the mean, but I am Captain America. I'm too perfect. I am the oracle and I've got
you're
an
not
idea,
ca-
so
you,
take all this.
Right.
No, you've said it now.
Taking this on a whole different level. But I'll remember not to ask you anymore.
Where stuff is?
Mm?
You will.
Probably. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for questions from the public.
Cues. Cute. Did you say that?
Right. So, again, we need a video of this podcast. What Rosie did there was really arched her back, ready to do a really loud cues from the pews, and she popped a button on her shirt.
Sexy.
And it's a really baggy shirt. Let's be honest. That's a really baggy shirt you've got on.
I can't work out whether I've just... Oh, done it again. Oh, hello, Chris.
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Double whammy.
Just
doing anything for you.
Not really on the podcast, no. No, it's the noises. It's not really seductive when someone's arching their back and their shirt's popping open and they're shouting double whammy at you. Not really... It's not really what they did in
Blammy! What's this he
Blammy! Yeah. It's not really what they did in Basic Instinct. Her just on a chair going, double whammy, open these two bad lads, have a look at that. Close it over again. How are then?
Come on in.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Scum.
Look, it's happening already.
Stop it.
Oh.
Wasting everyone's time. Guys, as usual, if you want to get in touch, it is shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us your lockdown beefs, yeah? If you're locked in with someone, tell her what's upsetting you. Might be little habits and little things you haven't noticed people doing before. They might be grating on you. Any stories, anything else you want. The emails are still flying in and we can't thank you all enough. Thank you so, so much.
There's about 17,000 there at the minute.
Heavens above.
I kid you not. And This is what I find unbelievable. We've been doing this for 61 weeks. We've scrape the surface with them questions.
Yeah, we haven't. Yeah, it's like an iceberg. Yeah, most of it's unseen and untouched. We'll try and get through them.
I'm going to start off here. This is relating to last week's podcast.
Oh, okay.
So take it back now, y'all.
Take it back now, y'all.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I felt the need to email when Rosie said on this week's podcast that she has a fear of running down hills. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember that.
Genuinely. This is a symptom and slight case of something called bathmophobia.
Bathmophobia.
Bathmophobia, pronounced as it sounds. Bathmophobia is a fear of steep stairs or hill. I have this issue and finally found out via Google that is a genuine fear, as I had enough of my fiancé taking the mick out of me. And that's from Lauren. Thank you, Lauren. So I have got bathmophobia. So I'd appreciate it, actually, if you didn't bring my illness up on the podcast
oh,
anymore.
Oh, God, here we go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got bathmophobia because you stink.
Great, well done.
So it's a fear of steep hills and stairs.
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Well, yeah, because you are, because you keep saying that you're afraid of heights, but like, what's always annoyed me is you freak out on the steps on the way onto an aeroplane.
Mm, hate them.
Yet don't freak out.
No.
On an aeroplane.
Flying, I'm absolutely fine. I can sit at the window. I could look out. I can look outside. But it's the stairs. I can't go on the water slide at the Haven Point.
Yeah.
The swimming pool in South Shields, yeah. I can't go up the steps on the slide because I am terrified. There's like 2-year-olds running past us and I'm clinging on the railings like
they do wobble.
A lunatic.
They do wobble very slightly.
I hate them. Hate them. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Long time podcast listener here. Tuned in for episode 1, started from the button, and always wanted to send this story in, but never had the nerve.
Oh, come on.
However, in current circumstances, there's nothing better to do, so here goes.
Wow, I mean, bit offensive, but carry on.
That's fine. Please keep me anonymous, though.
Yes.
It'll be very obvious why.
Oh.
It's quite long, so listen up. Close to a year ago, I started a new job, which I absolutely love.
Brilliant.
A particular perk is the constant hot and steamy sex with my giant cougar of a boss. Rewind. Let me explain.
Right, so this is a bloke. Right, okay. Yes. Right. Giant cougar is a very strange way to describe someone.
I'm guessing it's just an older lady.
Yeah, so it means she's a cougar. She's a full-on
massive cougar.
But giant cougar sounds like she's 7'5".
Wow.
Sounds like it's like Richard Osman or Greg Davies. Or
yeah,
Peter
and walks
Crouch.
On all fours.
I just meant tall, but yeah. Oh. Like, you know, in, what is it, Deuce Bigelow, where one of the women he goes out with is like 7 foot tall.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds
Maybe
like that's
her.
What he's talking about.
Now
right?
You've got the image in people's heads.
No. He just means a proper
She's proper cougar.
Well, congrats, mate, but let's listen. Go on, see what
happens. So let him explain. He's going to explain.
Okay.
On my first day, as soon as we were introduced, I could tell she was looking at me like a particularly tasty piece of meat she was hungry to sink her teeth into.
What? Oh, my God. He's actually wrote that.
This guy's just loves a bit of writing.
Oh, my God.
Likewise. Yeah. She was my every workplace fantasy rolled into a short skirt and an unnecessarily tight top.
Jesus.
Every time we spoke, I could have sworn you could have cut the tension with a spoon.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think because it's not as sharp as a knife. That's how tense it was. Is that right or wrong?
I don't know. I don't. Is that
is
already,
he wrong or am I wrong?
Is that already a phrase or has he actually come on to something there?
Well, I know that it's cut the tension with a knife.
Yeah.
But
meaning. So I think what that means is the tension. So cut the tension with a knife. Let's extrapolate this for a second. Cut the tension with a knife means the tension is so apparent and so palatable, you could physically cut it. You could actually interact
with tension.
It. The tension. Yeah. The spoon analogy, I don't know.
I think he's wrong.
I think he might be wrong, but it's fine.
But then I thought.
So I've got a new one. I'll fix it for him. What did he say? What did he say?
Every time we spoke, I could have sworn you could have cut the tension with a spoon.
Right, I'll fix it. Right, okay. The spoon thing will work, right?
Okay.
Every time we spoke, I could have sworn you could have ate the tension like a yogurt with a spoon. You're welcome.
Terrible. but we'll go with it. And I was constantly checking myself to be sure I wasn't imagining it.
Right.
For the first few weeks, it carried on in this flirty vein until finally the opportunity came. Everyone had gone home and we were the last ones in the office.
Oh, God.
Undisturbed, she wasted no time and within minutes we were devouring each other.
Jesus!
Cliché, I know. But she had a husband at home who she wasn't attracted to.
Whoa,
and a
whoa,
boring
whoa.
two and three quarter kids.
Two and three quarter
I
kids?
I don't know. I think it's basically, she was very 2.4. children life.
Oh, I don't like this.
She was looking for excitement. Ugh. And that I was only too keen to provide at every opportunity.
Dude, if you're trying to do a dirty story, don't mention husband and kids at home. You've upset us now.
I'm not doing it.
Right, it's okay. Well, just so you know, I'm hoping that this ends in tears. Carry on.
Okay. Kindly, I never met her husband, but I knew he worked for the same company in a different department.
Christ alive.
Yeah, risky.
Goodness.
In October last year, there was a reshuffle, and my boss pulls me to one side one afternoon. I hoped it might have been for a risky mid-afternoon book, but no. She broke the news that her husband was being moved into overseeing our department, but that she didn't want to stop things between us.
Heavens.
Naturally, I was shitting myself. Boss shagging Billy Big Balls, I might have thought I was, but basically bending the department's head's wife over in front of him would have been career suicide. Absolutely not. I told her this would have to stop. So it went for another few weeks with her privately trying everything to lure me back.
Oh, right, sorry.
Pictures.
I thought you meant I told her to stop. So we continued for a few.
Pictures, videos, a thong in my desk drawer. Jesus. Usual stuff. Usual stuff.
You are usual, huh? Yeah, great.
Wow.
Good God.
Keen she was, though, and a man can only hold out so long.
This is horrible.
She told me to meet her in the scanning room, and in a moment of weakness, I did just that. Immediately, we were off again, and in the heat of the moment, she was being much louder than usual, nearly screaming the whole office down, with how good the dicking she was.
This is the worst. This is worse than the Joe Exotic fan porn thing that you read. I don't like this at all, but keep going.
Suddenly, I could hear people gathering outside the office.
Heavens above.
And could even hear the department head, the boss's husband, laughing about who was getting frisky in the scanning room.
Jesus.
Now, the door flies open, and guess what I saw? I saw Tiger!
Shit!
Tiger saw, man!
Ah, so angry! I'm so fucking angry.
Yes.
I'm so angry. I've gone all hot. I'm sweating. I'm actually raging. I was getting on my moral high ground.
I know. Bless you.
Did you write that?
No, I did not write that. Somebody sent that in. So I can't take credit for that.
Begrudgingly. I am absolutely furious.
You've just been target trapped.
Oh, God, everyone's used my own weapon against us.
I know. Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Rosie and Chris, I'm writing to ask your opinion on something me and my boyfriend have been debating. Not so long ago, I was having a poo and had forgotten to lock the bathroom door.
It's a one-time occurrence. I remember a poo I had.
Well, this is actually referring back to what we were talking about earlier on.
Okay.
About
oh, okay.
This
cool.
is it. I found it. He didn't know I was in there and opened the door.
Oh, God.
Immediately, I shouted at him to get out. But then when I looked up at him, I saw him pause, make eye contact with me, and then do a big sniff to have a smell.
Oh, the pervert. No.
I thought this was really weird, but he argued it was instinctive and anybody would have done the same. Is this normal or should I be concerned?
So he opens the door, he walks in, he sees her. She's like, get out! And he's like, well, as I'm here. And lunatic. No, I think that's strange. I would probably just hold my breath and run out.
Right. Okay.
Right.
I wouldn't want to smell toilet like feces. But.
Right.
I think it's one of those things. If somebody says, what's that smell? Like if it's a horrible smell, I will smell.
Right. Well, it's that thing, isn't it? Sometimes when a room smells bad, you do purely go crazy with it. You go, oh, yeah, it does smell bad. Yeah, it does smell bad. Just getting like your money's
pond,
worth.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I don't think I'd go in and have a sniff while you're on the loo. Like,
can you sniff up all of a smell?
Could you inhale the smell?
Can it, like,
to get rid of it?
Can it run out? Can a smell run out? So if a room smells really bad, if enough people go in there and sniff up, will it go? Genuine question.
I don't know. Maybe we do. I don't know.
I'll tell you where the questions come from. I've been playing on Luigi's Mansion 3 with the Bane.
Right.
And Luigi uses a Hoover to Hoover stuff up, so he Hoovers ghosts up and stuff.
Okay.
It's that kind of... I'm working on that theory. Like, can you...
sniff up a smell?
Can you use up all of a smell?
Maybe. Who knows?
Do you reckon?
Do you want to try it?
Because I know that perfume wears out towards the end of the day, but that's because it obviously rubs off your skin and stuff, and sweat comes out. And things,
well, smells go though, don't they?
What do you mean?
Well, say if you've got something smelly, say there was a bit of smelly fish on the bench that was left there for a day.
Okay.
Right. You take the fish away, put it in the bin outside. Mm-hmm. The room would still smell a bit like the smelly fish, but then it would go.
And my point is, could you get it to go faster if you brought 7 people in and everyone stood there going, it's a valid question.
I don't think we'll ever find out.
Beg your pardon?
Well,
do you want to be involved in the sniff test? Email Shagmat. No, don't really. I'm joking.
No, somebody will. There'll be some sort of like scientist listens to this and goes, oh, hey, well,
now better to do.
I know the answer to this. Smell the air. My buff is there. Sniff it up.
I think it's a genuine, and I'm going to find out.
Can't wait to look to hear that next week.
You couldn't even pretend. You couldn't even pretend you are going to get involved.
Why are you okay and I'm not?
What's the matter with you?
I'm just dropping to bits, Chris.
Because you're watching news. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be ignorant here. And there might be people listening going, I can't believe he's not watching the news and eating all current affairs. Guess what? If you're telling us I'm locked down for 3 weeks, I'm going to just be locked down for 3 weeks. I'm not going to fucking... Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
I'm not going to keep checking. Fair I know enough. It's horrible. I know it's people are dying. I know it's the worst. And I'm just trying to get on in my own little bubble because it's the only way I can cope.
I think it's because I went for a run. I feel worse. I feel terrible.
Yeah, it'll be that.
Honestly, yeah. I do. I feel a bit faint.
It'll not be that massive bag of Monster Munch and that Snickers ice cream you had just before we started.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Got a bit of a confession here from somebody sent in a confession.
Always love
a confession.
It really
made me laugh. Dear Rosie and Chris, this has been weighing on my mind for the last 17 years.
17 years.
Yeah. And now it is time to come clean.
Okay.
I was 19 and working as a nursery nurse teacher.
Got you.
My job was to look after the 2 to 3 year olds and I loved it.
Really?
Apparently so.
Bit weird, carry on.
I used to do that for a job and I did not love it.
I also didn't like the amount of illnesses you brought back to the house when you did that. I think we've talked about it before.
Poorly, wasn't I?
You were like a little sponge for all of their snot and germs and you brought it back in the house.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Well, I do remember working in the nurseries and the kids would sneeze. And it would just, they'd just sneeze on you.
Yeah.
Or they'd just sneeze on the hands and be like.
Robin just coughs into my face. Yeah. Literally into my face. Sneeze. I think he sneezed into my mouth once, if I remember right.
It's
I think
so
I wrote
rude.
It down somewhere. Yeah. Horrible.
I knew all the kids, their routines and their special requirements.
Lovely.
It was a great first 4 months. However, things quickly changed.
Oh.
My boss's new lover, a bit weird, had a daughter. that worked in the same lover. Room as me.
New lover.
Boss's new lover.
It sounds like a romance novel.
It's
the new romance novel by Rosie Ramsey. But my boss's new lover.
I've obviously read this, and the fact that it's the lover has nothing to do with the story at all.
Really?
The boss's new lover had a daughter
that
worked in the same room as me, and we didn't get along.
Oh, okay, then, right. So the boss's... Right, okay.
The boss's new partner has got a daughter.
The word lover is very strange.
I love it, though.
It's weird because lover... I don't know. It is a really unnecessary way to describe someone. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine it would be really awkward if you were out, you know, when we're allowed back out the house. If you were out and you just, oh, sorry, have you met my lover?
Oh, Chris.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to do that from now on. I cannot.
You're listening to Shag My Noi with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my lover, Chris Ramsey.
Oh, get me out of here. I swear. What's the next event that we're doing?
Is that what you're going to do?
Can it wait?
Yeah. Shag My Noi.
I want you to introduce me as your lover.
Right.
Not your wife. Please.
Not a problem.
That I will laugh so much.
Okay, then. Let's do it.
Great.
Let's all start doing it when we're allowed back out. That's how we're going to treat ourselves.
I'm good at, from now on, if we're at the shops or whatever, I'm going to be like, excuse me, have you seen my lover?
You know when they come over the tannoy, when you used to get lost when you were a kid?
Yes.
Just a customer announcement. Can the lover of Chris Ramsey come to check out number 4, please? He's lost. That's the lover of Chris Ramsey. Thank you.
Next time. I've got my first person I'm going to do it on.
Okay.
The delivery man.
Great.
Next time he comes.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, this isn't for me. It's for my lover.
Don't try it on the delivery man, because delivery men, I think they're worked off their feet at the minute, and they've got absolutely no sense of humour. But the guy who I spoke to the other day had none.
Okay.
So he came down, happened to be playing in the garden with Robin, and he came down the drive with a parcel for her. And obviously in the middle of the lawn, we've got the little badminton net.
Mm-hmm.
You know that rubbish bad? We've got like a rubbishy badminton net that you just plonk into the ground.
It's pretty big, I'm not going to lie. It's all right,
the badminton net?
Yeah.
Well, it's good, but no, but what I that's want everyone...
That's like the fourth time you've slagged off that badminton net this week. It hasn't gone unnoticed.
Right. It's just two poles that go in the ground with a little net in between that are tied on, right?
Uh-huh.
So the guy's walking down, right? And I went, obviously you didn't want to come to the front door because we're near the front door and it's social distancing and all that. And he went, oh, package for you, mate, yeah. And for a laugh, I went, just leave it on the badminton court. And he looked at the thing and he looked back at us and he went, what?
Straight away,
I was like, oh, this is falling on deaf ears.
Oh, I'm not, like that's, you can't say, oh, delivery men haven't got a sense of humour. I wouldn't have laughed at that. Leave it on the badminton court.
All right, then. Well, what it does is it backs up the fact that that's a shitty badminton net. Because he literally went, what? And I went, oh, just leave it on the grass, mate. And he went, and he walked off.
No, that is a bit arsehole-y because we are quite blessed with a big garden.
Right.
So that poor bloke, you don't know, he might not have a garden and you'll get on the badminton court.
But it's a shitty, crappy net on a bit of grass. That was the joke. And it was just, you know when you just say something and you go, right, this is the wrong crowd here. Wrong crowd.
Then imagine if I'd come out and went, oh, is that for me, my lover? He'd be like, who are these bunch of assholes? All right, shall we get back to this? Right,
yes.
So the boss's lover got a daughter.
Daughter works in the same room.
They can't stand it.
Doesn't get on. Right.
You couldn't trust her with anything, and she would deliberately get you into trouble, and I was the only one who didn't take her shit.
Oh.
So I was moved next door, working with the 3 to 4-year-olds.
Right.
Because she was the boss's favourite.
Got you. Ooh.
Obviously.
Okay, so 2 to 3-year-olds, difficult. 3 to 4, even worse in my opinion.
No.
No?
No, the 2 to 3 is the worst.
Is that the worst
room
one?
Going. You've got the baby's room, which is okay, and quite nice because they have naps.
Got you.
2 to 3. Yeah, it's not. It's the worst room.
Actually,
I was
in
there, and it's horrific.
Well, 2 to 3 is when they're going to move around and do stuff and grab stuff, but they can't be reasoned with at all.
And they can't be reasoned with, no.
There's
no reasoning, and they're just fighting all the time, and it's horrible.
Ugh.
At least 3 to 4-year-olds do a little bit of work, sort of, like colouring in and that. 2 to 3, disgusting. I got into the swing of things and settled in quite quick.
Cool.
It was coming up to Easter and they always had a special buffet tea for the kids. We set up the tables with all the food and got the kids seated ready for tea.
Nice.
That was one thing I loved about working in nurseries.
Yeah.
The food was amazing.
What, like fish fingers and chips and stuff? And
oh, well, there was like, there's nursery I worked in, there was like a full on chef.
Right.
And she used to make loads of grub and she used to make like deep fryer chips and everything. And it was mint. So every time I'd sit at the dinner table with all the kids dishing out the food and I'd just have a sneaky plate of chips to myself.
Brilliant.
Put on quite a lot of weight in that job, actually. Brilliant. Kids she was always making kids like biscuits and that, and cakes.
Okay. Kids getting bloody malnourished and that. My kid's not getting fed. There's you in the corner just rolling around. What? Oh, sorry, they mustn't have done the stock properly. How many potatoes have gone missing? Yeah, disgrace.
A week I went on holiday, there was just loads of food. It's her. Right. Okay. There was one particular little girl who had always been very quiet around me, so I made a point of sitting next to her to try and gain her confidence.
Got you.
I asked if she would like anything in particular, and she said no. So I just put a selection of food on her plate, ham sandwiches, sausage roll, crisps, cocktail sausages, etc., and handed it to her. She gave me a funny look, and I said, "It's okay, enjoy your tea." She wolfed it down and asked for seconds and thirds. I thought, get in, we've bonded.
Wow.
Great. You do kind of feel that though when... Listen, I've worked in nurseries and schools. You always like some of the kids more than the other ones.
Right.
Obviously, you can't act like that and you would never really tell anyone, but I definitely had my favourites like.
Wow.
For sure.
Wow.
Every time we were setting up for special buffet-style dinner or teas, she would always make a beeline for me. She would always want me to plate up her food, and I didn't think anything of it. It was only after doing this for 6 months that I accidentally found out that she was, in fact, a vegetarian.
Oh, no!
When talking to her mum by chance, I happened to mention that her appetite was amazing. Her mum said she found it really hard to find food she liked due to being a strict vegetarian.
Oh.
At that moment, my arse fell out my shorts.
I feel like I shouldn't laugh. I feel like it's been marvellous.
Well, this is 17 years ago. Oh, this wouldn't happen now at all. Like, there would be no kids eating... me too. Weren't
well, 17 years ago, let's be honest, it was probably just you're eating veg. Now there's so much you can do. Now I often go for the vegetarian option in places because it's just so, you know, back in the day, 17 years ago, we're talking like, you know, here's your bit of vegetable. What are you doing with it? Nothing. You're a vegetarian.
I don't think there was many vegetarians 17 years ago, was there?
I don't know if there was. No, I'm not sure. Not as many as there are now. Anyway, that's amazing. You imagine that. And you imagine being a vegetarian at home and your mom just thinking that and then sitting down and say, I mean, did you hear what you just put on our plate? Ham. Sausages.
It was pure pig.
It was minging. It was, here's your plate of salt. Well, thank you very much. Here's your plate of salt and pastry. Hoovered it up. Go for it.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. My friend told me this story the other day and I said it would be perfect for this podcast.
Oh.
So, the story goes, a while ago, his friend went round to a girl's house.
Okay. Friend of a friend went round
friend
to a girl's
friend
house.
Friend of a friend went round to a girl's house.
Okay, here we go.
They went to her room and one thing led to another.
Okay. Started playing on the computer, did they? Got the PlayStation pads out.
Sex.
What?
I think they had sex.
Oh, goodness me.
Yeah. I think it's safe to say they had a good time.
Okay.
Anyway. As he went downstairs, he noticed his younger self in a family photo.
What the fuck?
That was the moment when he realised he was her cousin.
No way.
The next time they met was at another family member's wedding.
No way.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
I know, imagine that.
What a short and horrible story that was.
Do you know what?
Lovely,
I was
succinct.
Reading it and I was thinking, oh, this could have been wrote so much better. But yeah, basically someone had a one-night stand with somebody. And
that was a
full
anecdote turned into a one-liner.
Mm-hmm. They were going downstairs and they seen a picture thinking, hang on, that looks like me when I was little.
Oh.
It is me. How does that happen, though? How do you not know that someone's your cousin?
Weirder things have happened.
Mm.
Weirder things have happened. I believe that. Again, sometimes we'll get
stories.
It's
not that I
don't
believe it. It's so strange.
Well, if it was a one-night stand as well,
mm.
If, you know, he's gone around our house after a night out or whatever, then I don't know, there might not have been much communication involved. They might not have even got the surnames. I mean, Christ alive. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Parents are away, comes round, bum, bum, bum.
Have you, here's a question, have you ever thought, has it ever crossed your mind, like, have I got a secret brother or sister anyway? Especially you, because you don't have any brothers or sisters. Have you ever, genuinely, have you ever thought, just when you were little or anything, did you ever be, imagine if I had a brother or sister that I don't know about?
I wanted a brother or sister. I've just remembered this. To the point of where, when I was younger, I must have been 4 or 5, maybe 5. And a lad who was a couple of years older who I used to hang around with, who was down the street, was just in my mum and dad's house with me, just playing in the bedroom and stuff, and just, you know, playing in my room.
Yeah.
And he got a photo off the hallway or whatever. I imagine it wasn't a photo of me in my own bedroom at 5, which would be weird.
Right.
There's many photos of me. He got a photo and he went, oh, and it was a photo of younger me, and he went, who's that? And I said, oh, my brother, but he died.
No, you didn't.
I did. And my mum was like, no, it's not. It's you when you were younger. Because the lad went and asked me mum. And I told him, I said, oh, it's my brother, but he died.
What's the matter with you?
I don't know. It's weird, that, innit?
Why are you telling me that? That's stuff that you keep to yourself,
really,
Chris.
Weird, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, no. You're going to murder me when I'm asleep, aren't you?
Hey, if I haven't murdered you during this lockdown, I think you're all right. I think you're all right. I think you're all right.
Look at you, getting ready for it though, aren't you? Getting yourself looking good.
Growing me beard.
Bit of a Ted Bundy. So when it all comes out, people are going to think, oh, he's too attractive to have killed his wife. Help.
You literally did say, the you've been giving us compliments saying that I'm starting to look good, but you do say it in the, you said it on one of your Instagram stories the other day. You said it in the way, exactly the same way that people said it about Ted Bundy. Like, oh, he's good looking. Can you believe he was a killer? That's the kind of way I'm getting the compliments off you at the moment. It's really painful.
Telling the stories about like that, yeah. Saying that younger you died.
I used to lie all the time when I was a kid.
Did you now?
Like,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
So did I.
I used to always say I had brothers and sisters. Toys, always in the loft. Oh, yeah, I've got that. It's in the loft. Always.
Oh, right, okay.
To the point
so,
of where...
you lied about stuff like that.
Yeah, to the point of where, no word of a lie, at the moment there is actually a shitload of Lego in the loft because I bought loads of Lego and I've just got it up there and I get it down now and then and just build it. And I was on a Zoom with a few comedians the other day, and Scott Bennett, a mate of mine, I said, he's getting into Lego as well. And he said, oh, I've just got this, this, and this. And I went, oh, I've got them in the loft. And he went, that sounds like a thing kids say when they lie. And I went, mate, I used to say that.
Got it in the loft.
Oh, well, I've got it in the loft. And he was like, sounds like bullshit, mate.
I love that. Speaking of lying when you were kids, this has just brought up a little memory to me. And it just makes us think that either my mum just couldn't be arsed or she believed us. When I used to play out, obviously no phones or anything then, right. I had a watch.
Uh-huh.
But what I used to do was I would set my watch back an hour and I'd go home and go, mum, my watch is, my watch says 7 o'clock. She'd be like, it's 8 o'clock. I'd be like, but my watch, it's broke.
Wow.
But I did it all the time. And she never did anything.
What, because she didn't want to get your new watch?
I know, but wouldn't you say, Rosie, I'm wise to this.
Yeah.
You just keep setting your clock back an hour.
She's probably just happy to have you out the house for an
I think
hour.
She was, but I think fair. Probably her motherly guilt thought, right, okay, she needs to be home by 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
She's coming in at 8 and she's giving us this cock and bull story about her watch being broke, but I don't care because she's out me here for an extra hour. At least I'm trying. Is that right? You think? Sandra?
Yeah. All I can think of is... I used to get bollocked off my mum for not staying out long enough. Not weird. Honestly,
why?
Like, because it would always be like other parents, I remember, would say it, were like, yeah, I kind of get him in. And she'd be like, oh, I would always every 5 minutes, I would go back in the house for something.
Like,
I don't know. I was just always popping back in. Mad, isn't it? I don't know.
Oh, Chris. What were you popping back in for?
I would always just pop back in. Did I ever tell you, so you know them little cakes that we'll make with Robin, them little, you can get like the packet, the boxes of like Paw Patrol cakes or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's the mixes. And obviously when I was a kid, they did, I think I remember Tasmanian Devil ones. I think they did Turtle ones as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She got them, or Looney Tunes ones, I think they were, that had yellow frosting. She got them a couple of times and then refused to get them ever again because she would put them in to bake or whatever and I would walk out. And apparently she would be like, look, they're going to be 20 minutes or whatever. And apparently I would come back to the front door every like minute and ask if they were done yet. And she was so demented, she was like, we're not getting them
again.
So
you'd go play outside?
On a drive or whatever in the street with people, and I would just go, we always played sort of near my house. Mm-hmm. I would always just go back in. Like every 5 minutes, I was back in the house for something.
Yeah, you had the dream though. You lived in a cul-de-sac. Yeah. I didn't. I lived on a main road.
Oh,
so depressing.
Speaking of lying when you were kids, right? My old next door neighbour, when I was younger, was a little girl.
Yeah.
I don't want to say her name. I don't want to embarrass her. I don't know if she listens to this or not. She must be 4 years younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
She used to lie like no one's business.
Okay.
Like unbelievable, like professional liars. She's just a kid, but she used to do it all the time. she went on holiday with her family. And our mum's partner...
Right.
Mum's
lover.
A mum's lover. Yeah. Well, it wasn't a dad, but a mum's lover. They were around the pool on holiday.
Yeah.
And she told someone that they mustn't have known, right? They mustn't have known what he looked like. But she told someone that her dad was Alan Shearer. And they came over for an autograph. And he had to tell them he wasn't Alan Shearer.
I love her.
But like they came around the pool. So A, they mustn't have known what Alan Shearer looked like. And B, they must have just had a pen and paper ready.
Yeah.
And they went over like, oh, we don't really know what he looks like, but we've heard of Alan Shearer. Oh, that's just from the northeast. He must. And they went over and they're like, come have your autograph. And he was like, why? And they're like, oh, we're here, you play for Newcastle. And he was like, I don't. She's just a liar.
Have we ever spoke on here, just while you're talking about somebody on holiday, your next door neighbour, have I ever told you about the holiday we went on when Kate... put on a posh accent for the whole holiday.
Right. You may have mentioned this, I'm not sure, but carry on.
I don't know if I've mentioned it on the podcast.
Okay.
So, we went to Spain 1 year.
Right.
I can't remember exactly where. I would have been about 7.
Right.
No, 8. Uh-huh. Kate would have been about 10.
Got you.
Right. And we met another family there and their kids. They were from Buckinghamshire, right?
Mm.
The Flowers.
Okay.
They were very posh.
The Flowers?
That was the surname.
Oh, right. Flower. I thought that was a place.
No, no. The surname was Flower, like the plant. Flower.
Right.
And my Kate got really good friends with the eldest daughter.
Yeah.
For the whole holiday, 2 weeks, Kate talked with a really posh accent.
Right.
So, to the point where my mum and dad had to tell her off.
Yes. So, fantastic.
No, honestly, she would go, Mummy, Daddy, can I have some money for an ice cream? My dad would be like, why are you talking like that?
That's ridiculous.
And our friend was there and she's going, Daddy, I don't know what you mean. What am I talking like what? My dad would be like, Kate, why are you talking like that? It went on for 2 weeks.
Oh,
She kept it up for that long.
It's a proper kick in the bollocks that for a 90s working class family on holiday for your kid to just disown you in that way. Just completely.
So
oh no, I am not with these common folk.
You? Yeah. It's great, man.
They're not my real mummy and daddy.
I don't know who these people are, actually. Wow. Can I join you? Kate Flower.
I might have talked about this before, I'm not sure. I had friends who went to university for one semester and came back and they'd lost their accents.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
What a fucking wet blanket.
Hmm.
It's like, for me, crumbling under interrogation immediately. When I meet someone, I mean, I've met people in foreign countries. I met people in London who I'm from the northeast.
Yeah.
And I go, how long you lived in London? They're like, 12 years. And I'm like, fucking Jackie, you've kept your accent.
Yeah.
I don't know why I find it to be a really important thing.
Chris, I knew a girl who went and worked on a cruise ship for 4 months. She came back talking like a bloody Scouser. I was like, where you been? She's like, all right. I was like, where you been? She was like, on a cruise ship. Why you got a Scouse accent? Where did Doc?
Been
Squirrel.
Been cruising mainly up the Mersey.
Ferry across the Mersey. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. I wanted to share this story, as when I told my husband about this, he just shrugged and said, well, that's my family for you.
Wow.
Okay. A few years ago for my birthday, he got me a trip to a spa. After having a baby, I was excited about the prospect about spending time with my husband. I asked him when we're going and he said, oh, you're not going with me, you're going with my mother. Great present, poorly executed. Imagine that.
Well, and you're taking the kid.
Yeah. You, me mum and the baby. It's like a holiday for him.
Wow.
The day of our spa arrives and me and my now mother-in-law are getting changed into our swimsuits to enjoy the hot tub and sauna before having our treatments.
Got you.
As I'm getting changed, I can hear her muttering to herself. I go to check to see if she's okay to find her messing around with her bikini top. She tells me about how she tried to fix it before coming and thought she had, but hasn't. Looking at the top, she just reattached the strap so the inside of it faced the outside. As it was a halter neck, it would still be wearable.
Right.
So,
yeah, you're going to have to explain this for men because we don't know what's going on. So is it one of them ones that the strap will loop around the top?
Yeah, and it can detach, so it can come off if you want it to be
right, so it's
strapless.
A bathing suit that can stay
yes.
up. Right.
Yeah.
So, lads, just for the lads listening, it's one of them ones that can it can hold on to the tits itself, but sometimes you do put the belt bit on the top as well, around the neck.
So if you're going to the bar, you'd put the belt bit on.
Yeah.
But if you're just lying on your lounger, you'd
so you don't
just
get
have
tan
the,
lines.
Yes,
got
the boulder holder.
There we go. Boulder okay. holder, fantastic work.
Great.
Great.
However, she just said, oh, well, and just got into the hot tub without a bikini top on.
I beg your pardon. Happy birthday. In a spa.
In a spa. I then had to sit in a hot tub for an hour and a half with my semi-naked mother-in-law.
An hour and a half?
How did they get away with that? Why well, didn't you have a top on?
I'm more upset that they're in there for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You'd be a shadow of your former self.
You'd be a little prune coming out.
How can you even walk? An hour and a half. Oh, hey. Oh, hey.
Why are you more bothered that the fact that they were in there for an hour and a half rather than a man's got her tits out at the spa?
Well, I mean, it all amalgamates together. And I mean, there must have been a pair of wrinkled baps by the time she got out. Let's be perfectly honest here. That's unbelievable. Where's this spa where you're just getting your tits out? Like, that's not cool. Did I tell you about when I was about 14, I had really bad acne?
Oh, yeah.
Did I tell you about this? And my dad used to
take
I knew
you had bad acne.
I had really bad acne when I was at school. And my dad used to take us every Saturday to Hebben swimming baths.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go in the sauna. He said it would be better. I used to go sauna, spa, steam room, and then go on the sunbeds to try and, like, get my skin better.
Oh.
It never worked. It's all hormonal. We tried everything. My mum was buying, like, the internet had only just came around. And my mum was buying, like, soap off the internet and stuff, mm-hmm. like, special stuff. We tried everything.
Bless
awful,
you.
Right? But we used to go to the steam room and the jacuzzi and the spa mm-hmm. in Hebben Baths. And this, like a few of the blokes would go in naked.
What?
They're like fully naked. So we're talking like the steam room with like the plastic seats.
Yeah.
And this one
I knew people did it, but I didn't think they did it at Hebben Spa.
Yeah. So this what Hebben mm-hmm. Baths, look, been knocked down now.
Yeah.
But this one
rest
guy used to come in and he was a bigger guy. He was extremely hairy and he was naked. And he used to come in fully bollock naked, dick out the lot, and he used to sit with there was a water machine outside where you know the little paper cones of water you would get. He would get a little paper cone of water, and he would come in and he would sit often next to me. Just for he was there every Saturday, the same time as us, and he would often because it was quite small, I'd end up sitting next to him, and he would sit with the cone of water, and he would have a razor, and he would sit fully bollock naked, just dipping the razor into the water and just shaving his face, and then just dipping it back in the water. Fully bollock naked, sit next to 14-year-old me because he was a fucking animal.
Without a mirror?
Is that the main thing? That's the one thing that's upset you, that he didn't have a mirror to check.
Well,
he would just sit shaving and just dipping it in the little cup and then just shaving and dipping
dangerous.
The cup, just fully naked. I mean, if he'd started doing his pubes, then I had to leave.
That's horrible.
Megan, innit?
Do men still dry their arseholes with the hairdryer?
I wasn't aware of this, but continue.
Isn't that a thing that they do in the...
I don't know. I've never seen anyone dry their arsehole with a hairdryer. How much hair have you got on your arsehole that you need to blow dry it?
Some men have really hairy arseholes.
Oh, God. Dave, you finished them straighteners. Dave, oh, I got the tongs this week. Go on then.
Do your gooch.
Monkey, that is monkey.
I'm off out of the night with
God.
Me lover. Gonna straighten me gooch hairs. Here's a question.
I'm sliding round on this bus seat. It's because I left leave-in conditioner on me gooch hair. Christ alive.
Here's a question. For people who have long pubic hair, do they use shampoo and conditioner or just shower gel?
You never conditioned your pubes?
No. No.
Have you not?
Have you?
Why, aye, now and then. Gets a bit long, give them a bit of condition. Treat them right, man. You gotta treat yourself. Self care.
Have you really?
You never conditioned your pubes? You've never had them that
Chris,
long, have you?
I absolutely have never conditioned.
Conditioned
my
your beard
pubes.
The other day.
It's the same feeling as pubes, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's exactly the same.
Like a big pube.
Like one big pube.
It's what you look like.
A bit of rope.
You look like a big hairy fanny.
That's
it
offensive.
Does. It does. That's what beards look like.
Jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Jealous. Don't just want. It's better than your beard.
It is. I've only got the one here. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So I've got a question, actually. I've got an email that I've got here. It was left over from, I don't want to give too much away, but obviously we're doing the book, and it was left over from one of the chapters from the book. But when you read it, none of the chapters are specifically about what you're about to hear. It just happened to come up for something I was searching, right?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm excited.
So, dear Chris and Rosie, when I was 20, I worked in a high street sex shop and became very used to hearing about fetishes and the like.
Mm.
I had been talking to a man who had always joked about having a foot fetish. Mm-hmm. I really liked him, but I was too nervous for a date.
Mm.
Bit weird. Around the same...
Why would you like someone who came into your sex shop and said they're like, oh, if you work in a well, if you, high
I,
street
I imagine
sex shop.
If you work in a high street... Well, it's, you know, it's
and guess
high
which
street.
One it is.
Right, okay. Well, no, because they're not
rhymes,
sex shops.
It probably
then,
rhymes with Lan Lummers.
Genius. No one will ever break that code. Fuck me. But that's not a sex shop, is it? That's a lingerie shop. Anyway, whatever.
It had a sexy bit at the back. Get vibrators there.
Yeah, but what's a man doing randomly coming in quite regularly and talking about foot fetishes to one of the lasses who works there? What point I'm getting at is if you work in one of these places, you're obviously not uptight at all.
No.
And you don't judge people on that stuff like this. So he's probably a nice bloke and she can probably see past the foot fetish. Or she might be, you know, she's got feet. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's probably why he likes her.
Probably.
I doubt he'd go for footless people. with a foot fetish and all, you wouldn't really bother, would you? You'd look at them and go, oh, they haven't got what I like.
Wow.
Why bother?
Wow. Around the same time, I started talking to someone who had a fetish for. Now, this I've never heard of this, and this is mad. And I don't know why. I can understand talking to the foot fetish guy, but this guy, I would give this guy a wide berth.
So she's talking to this other person.
She's talking to two guys who are tickling her pickle, who are tickling her fancy in this place.
One's got a foot fetish.
And the other has a fetish for putting heavy-duty chains in vaginas.
Wow.
Wow.
Very specific.
Yeah, fucking drop an anchor. Again, too nervous to go on a date. Not surprised.
You wouldn't want to be going on a date with him.
The foot guy cornered me in the sex shop and asked for a date. I said fine as I was feeling brave. That night we went for drinks and he came back to mine. Everything was going lovely, bracket sex wise. Congratulations.
So she's had sex with a foot fetish guy.
Yeah, and I had an ankle on his shoulder. Fair enough. It was dark, so touch, the sense of touch was all I had. Then I felt something on my foot. It was hot and damped. I looked up in the darkness. This stranger had half of my size 8 foot in his mouth.
Of course he did. You met him in the sex shop and he told you he had a foot fetish. You didn't expect him to do something wrong with your feet.
Gets worse. He only stopped to spit in my face. Cool.
What?
just drop that in there. That's just been dropped in there.
So he's about to have... He had a foot in...
Full on had his foot in the mouth and then spat on her for some reason.
Right, lovely.
I mean, again, why do these people roll this out on the first night? Build up to it.
Chris, not everybody's like us.
Christ alive. I decided I wouldn't call him the next day and I tried to go on a date with the guy who liked chains the next week.
Wow, well,
spoil
hey,
yourself, love.
Why
Christ
not?
On a bike.
Why not?
On the date, it became obvious it wasn't just chains, but quite a large amount of bondage, including wax play. So that's where you burn
candles.
Wax and Jesus. I mean, I like putting my finger in a restaurant. I often get told off by the waitresses for putting my finger in the wax candle thing and picking it all off and getting it covered in there. I say I often get told off. Probably the last time that happened was when I was about 12, but still.
No, you did it. You do that quite regular.
Yeah, but I don't get told off. Or do I?
Well, I've said to you, can you not do that, please,
yeah,
with candles?
Yeah, you don't work there, though. You've got no authority. After our date, we went back to his.
Oh.
Goodness me.
999.
Luckily, my vagina was safe, as when we got back to his. Hey, wow. I read...
What?
Sorry. I read this email a while ago when I was doing this specific chapter for the book, and it's been in a folder on my computer that I've left it. And I remember why it didn't go in, because of this next sentence.
Is it again, too risky?
Well, no. So she dropped the last thing in. She dropped the spit in my face thing. She just dropped that in out of nowhere. This next one gets dropped in even more, and I remember nearly falling off my chair when I read it.
Okay, I'm ready. Come on,
after
then.
Our date, we went back to his. Luckily, my vagina was safe, as when we got back to his, he shat himself and I decided to leave.
Oh, my God.
I forgot about it. What? That's why I'd saved it. So I remember saving this email, and as I'm reading it there, I'm thinking, we might have to edit this out of the podcast. It's not that good. Why have I kept this? That's why I kept it.
So she pooed.
I mean, she has no luck. But can I just say, I don't want to blanket discriminate here, but maybe blokes who frequent sex shops enough to talk to the staff and get to know the staff aren't the kind of guys you should probably go out with.
I agree.
I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to discount people here, but let's be honest. If you're on first name terms and asking out the staff at the sex shop, maybe you're not the kind of person.
Totally. Expect a foot in your mouth.
Yeah.
A mouth in around
expect
your foot.
Expect him to shit his pants. The next day, I was contacted by the... This is where it gets good.
What?
The next day, I was contacted by the foot guy to ask why I had been on a date with his best friends.
Oh, they're best friends.
That's right.
Of course they are.
Fanny Chains and Footboy are best mates. Oh. I was mortified and I'm looking into moving city. God.
Well...
I'm not
they
surprised.
They could have a threesome.
Of course their mates know that would be horrible. Oh, God. Imagine the admin that would be involved having a threesome with them two fuckers. Christ alive. You got your talcum powder on your feet. You got your chains in.
Got your socks.
Oh, get that, light that candle. Get your foot off the candle. Fucking hell.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I was interested to hear the balls in or out debate last week.
Brilliant.
I'm very much in the balls in camp. And immediately sought clarification from the ever reliable WhatsApp group of my friends.
Wonderful.
All eight of us were balls in.
Wow. Ah. Gentlemen. Must be from down south. Must be well off.
The gentleman WhatsApp.
Is it WhatsApp of your local country club, is it? Good God.
So the debate was not as fiery as I'd hoped.
Right, okay.
Got it. However, we do have a 6-2 split on whether you should pull your foreskin back when you have a wee.
Minging.
The split seems to be more 50-50 when we've consulted other people. So, Chris, do you pull your foreskin? Chris, to pull back or not to pull back? That is the question.
Always pull back, mate. I'm circumcised. Thanks for showing off with your foreskin, with your abundance of skin that you've got.
Are you a bit jealous of people, of men who have foreskin?
Nah, it looks weird. Looks like a sausage with the bit on the end. You know sometimes you get a pack of sausages and you've got to cut them apart yourself and you get the little bit at the end. Looks like that.
Like a little polo neck for you.
Like a little balaclava. I don't like it at all. I don't like it at all.
No. Looks Why really did strange. You get rid of yours again? Well, you're only little, weren't you?
I was only
you?
Baby, yeah, yeah. I don't know. Too massive is what I tell everyone. Probably wrong. They literally went. People used to go, look at the baby on that cock.
Oh, no. That...
Sorry, they didn't. They didn't. I'll phone my mum. She'll tell her. I'm joking. I'm not going to phone my mum.
I'm going to ask your mum.
Don't ask me, mum.
I'm like, Anne, woman to woman, when Chris was little, did he get circumcised because it was just too big?
Weirdly,
so go, nope.
We're currently in lockdown, so you're gonna. If you want to ask her that, you're gonna have to FaceTime her. That'll be fun.
I might. Babadoo, 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 ba. Once again, thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Indeed, thank you so much for listening. Please stay safe. Keep your chin up. Let's hope this doesn't last for longer. Or chins, Rosie. And if you want to get in touch, it's shagmoaningannoyed@gmail.com. We hope you're all right. We love you very much. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.